Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
It's 17 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bob Dillashaw is our guest, and we're celebrating his 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Hey, Bob, happy anniversary, baby.
Jim, thanks so much. It's thrilling to be part of you, part of the show, and to be part of the Brain Trust. But I've actually celebrated my 49th wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Tell Jan happy anniversary for us. But, Bob, we want to thank you for 18 years of dedicated support of all the things that we do and for small businesses. You really put your money where your mouth is, and we appreciate that about you.
Well, you've made a big difference out there, so thank you for what you've done.
Well, you've been part of it, and we've enjoyed doing it. Folks, Bob's Dillon Schneider Group, grgroup.com is the website. Is that right, Bob? Did I say that right?
It is. That's right. Right. DGI.com. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. DGI.com. So check that out. And then, of course, all of his books are available wherever books are sold. Robert Dillon Schneider. Hey, Bob, we talked in the previous segment about 20th century labor. You and I are both products of that era, and we're all both employers in the 21st century, and we're both observers of other employers, like corporate America. And I believe that we've gone through now a couple of decades of a reordering of the relationship between labor, between workers. I don't want to say labor because that sounds like unions. I think unions are not really going to be a factor going forward. But between workers and employers, employees and employers, as we move forward, we've come through we went through a jobless recovery in the last decade. Now we're going through another kind of a variation on that, but we've got full employment now, but maybe not quite as good of jobs as we'd like to have. What do you see going forward? Do you see getting some more parity back between the employees and the employers like we had in the last decade, but without the unions?
I think we're moving to a level where it's not going to be just brawn and physicality. It's going to be brains. And I think that there's a whole new generation of young men and women coming up that are smarter, frankly, than we were and are. And they're going to bring brain trust to the workplace. And that's going to be terrific. And I think the only challenge we have right now, and it is a big challenge, are the Chinese and the Indians. Because they're in the same space right now.
Yeah. Well, the problem we got with the Chinese is they're stealing our stuff.
Absolutely.
They're not an innovative country. They're thieves. We're an innovative country, and we're so stupid, we're letting them steal our stuff.
Yeah, we should really not do that because they're doing it right and left.
Right under our nose, even as we speak. So you're exactly right. But Bob, the thing that I've made a statement in the segment prior to you being here, and I think the first step toward some kind of reconciliation, some kind of parity, some kind of giving employees a lever for, and giving corporate America a lever to help their employees, is moving the reporting of corporations to their investors from 90 days to 180 days. This is a Trump proposal. I think this is a bigger step than most people are giving it credit for. It's something I've been calling for two decades. It's a big deal, and I'm glad to see it. I hope it happens. What do you think?
I think this would be a terrific thing. It'll take a lot of pressure off a lot of people, not just off top management. It'll take pressure off middle management, who won't feel a need to make numbers up or to develop numbers that are consistent with what the market expects. Now, I think Donald Trump, who I believe has done a great job, by the way, has come up and put his finger on something very, very important here. Larry Kudlow, who is one of Trump's top economic people.
And a friend of yours.
A very good friend. He has said that this economic moment is going to continue for many, many months. And I'm excited by that. So I hope that it does. And I hope we put some distance between ourselves and the rest of the world.
Well, I want to talk about that in the next segment. I want to talk to you about trade in the next segment. But before we go there, I want to come back to this lever the idea of workers having a little more leverage and corporate America having the ability to be a little more thoughtful, a little longer range planning with their employees. I mean, you and I have seen this, Bob. You're a message guy. I've followed this for a long time. Some CEO get on a conference call with investors. They don't like his numbers. He says, okay, don't worry about it. I'll just lay off 1,000 people. I mean, you've heard that. You've seen them do that, Bob. And then they come out. And in fact, I saw one bank come out and say, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm not going to lay off 1,000 people. I'm going to lay off 1,500 people. He did.
Yeah.
And he did.
I've seen it happen again and again.
And that, Bob, we can't – that kind of behavior, I don't think that's going to fly in the 21st century. Do you?
It's not going to fly, and I think, again, Trump's proposal is a great proposal. I think Jamie Dimon, Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, and others are going to embrace that proposal. I think business people like it. The only people that don't like it are the short sellers in the market.
That's
right.
That's
okay.
Well, and back
so
to
I'm
the
op-
back.
I'm
go ahead.
I'm optimistic about that, and I hope that we get to a situation where we're really tapping into the best and the brightest. We are now finally unlocking, after many, many years, 51% of the American public, women.
Yeah.
We're going to bring a lot to the marketplace.
Yeah.
Other countries haven't done that yet. That's a tremendous advantage for us.
People don't realize how far behind other countries are in this. You're
That's
exactly right.
They really are.
Especially in the area of ownership, business ownership. You know, I reported on women's a big report last week on women business ownership. And it's really taken off. I mean, continuing to take off. We come back after the break, folks. Bob Dillersnyder and I are going to talk about global trade. I want to talk about what I think is a amazing opportunity on the other side of the trade deals. We're not focusing on this right now. We're focusing on the battle, whether it's going to be a war or not. Let's focus on what could happen on the other side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.